Welcome to the May issue of the AES Journal podcast. I'm Kyle P. Snyder. CinemaSound has moved into the era of 3D, and in this month's journal, we bring you a feature article by Francis Rumsey on the latest developments. Based upon workshops held at recent conventions where sound for picture has been a growing theme, we bring you coverage of object-based audio rendering, height channels, and the various production challenges for the industry. You'll also find a preview of the upcoming 50th Conference on Audio Education to be held shortly in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Chaired by Michael Fleming and Bill Crabtree, the Audio Engineering Society's first conference dedicated specifically to audio education will focus on teaching methods, instructional resources, learning outcomes, technical operations, areas for research, and other similar topics that are relevant to organizations and individuals who provide theoretical and practical training across all areas of audio engineering. If you're involved with audio education, get yourself to Murfreesboro between July 25th and 27th this summer. Our first research paper this month is from Stefan Tassert and deals with graphical equalization using interpolated filter banks. He describes a novel design and implementation based upon time-varying IIR filters, whereby two different filters can be essentially crossfaded, avoiding transients during transitions. The effect is to avoid instability during these transitions, and the delays are said to be smaller than for multirate or FIR implementations. Bartosz Kunka and Bozina Kostek look into the impact of visual angle and 3D video content on sound perception. Considering the impact of screen size on observed shifts of a visual source and the relationship between proximity effect and stereoscopic depth, determines the image proximity effect regardless of the screen size. Superdirective beamforthing as a way of making personal audio more private on mobile devices is discussed by Jordan Cheer and his colleagues. Using the two loudspeakers in a mobile device as a line array, real-time measurements are compared with the predictions from a finite element model. Mihail Leitch and Bozina Kostek test a novel gesture-based mixing interface in the final paper this month. Hand gestures can be used to mix audio with the eyes closed, and they found that such methods produced mixes at least as good aesthetically as those obtained from using a mouse, keyboard, and MIDI controller. It's proposed that alternative means of control, such as this, could be a way of extending the art of sound production. An engineering report from a group of Chinese researchers describes research projects on head-related transfer functions and virtual auditory displays. A major research project, financed by three institutions in China, looks into aspects of the subject such as HRTF measurement and database construction, statistical analysis on measured HRTFs, a dynamic virtual auditory display, and an algorithm for reducing timbre coloration on virtual surround reproduction. Standards News brings you up to date with the latest in digital audio measurement techniques, audio interfaces, and file transfer, as well as the audio applications of networks. Our Section News brings reports of the AES community around the world and its recent meetings, while Product News introduces novel innovations from the manufacturing community, including an echo-canceling processor for telecoms and a 40th anniversary line array from Italy's Outline. Find all this and much more in the May issue of the AES Journal. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Kyle P. Snyder. Thanks for listening.